Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. My name is Russian Tim. This program is called Russian Tim Show. And we'll start this program with a song by the band called The Core. The song is called Spell It Out. Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR 101.9 FM, also available through the magic of the internet on the website, which is called CITR.ca. This is Russian Tim Show, the show where I play local, international and new punk rock, but this episode will be mostly, not mostly, entirely, to be precise, focused on local music from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And we heard a local band, which is called The Core, That was a song called Spell It Out from their album called Tales from 2814, the album which came out back in 2018. Today on the show we will celebrate a release of a brand new release. Perfect. Pun totally intended. Which is called Kind Acoustic. This is an acoustic split between Colin Peterson from UBG Idiot and Danny Boy from The Core. They recorded, contributed songs each. Recorded, obviously, acoustic songs. And there's also a clever name to the release, which is called Kind Acoustic, because it's released on Kinda Cool Records, a local record label who releases great music by Vancouver bands. Today on the show, I will talk to Danny Boy, Dan Garrison from The Core, about the upcoming release and all the things related to his career and to The Core. And also we will talk about a release show, which will take place on Saturday on May 6th, correct, yeah. Sorry, I got my dates correct. The release show where Colin and Danny Boy will play some of their songs acoustically, and this will event will take place at the event. Oh, sorry, at the place which is called Wild Thing, located on 2420 Main Street. There's no cover. Music starts at 8:30, and this event is presented by Kinda Cool Records. So the release, the split between Colin and Danny Boy, comes out tomorrow, and on Saturday you can check out and listen to these songs live at the venue, which is called Wild Thing. And Kinda Cool Records also has the vinyl of this release available for order. I'm looking at their website right now. It says $30 to order Kinda Acoustic Volume 1 12-inch vinyl. Let's get started, get familiar with this release, and we'll start with two songs. One from Danny Boy, one from Colin, and we'll start with Danny Boy songs. This song is called Thorn in the Suitcase. This is from Kind Acoustic release, which comes out tomorrow, and this is Danny Boy.
Last time I tried, I fell past your eyes. Sights had swallowed someone new. A drink for each thought, it sure hits the spot. But now I just scramble for change. 8 years to the day, I pushed you away, foreclosed on the home we had made. The nightly unpack, it floods and attacks, then washes my will out the door. It's the thorn in the suitcase. Take me back to where I'm to be. It hurts, but it's honest, like the few parts left of me. It's cheap and unfair to ask if you care. Well, I know that you're still with him. Just tell me I'm wrong. You don't sing the song while you lie awake in your bed. Please just make the call. Yes, I'll catch your fall, regardless of what path you choose. But in my own head, I kissed and a bed and started again in the morn. It's the thorn in the suitcase. Take me back to where I'm to be. It hurts, but it's honest, like the few parts left to me. When we look back on life, did we do all we could to love? Well, it's too short for me. It's always been you I dream of. It's the thorn in the suitcase. The thorn in the suitcase. The thorn in the suitcase. Take me back to where I'm to be. It hurts, but it's honest, like the few parts left to me. like the few parts left of me. Is not for you. I understood as I should. Went back down to my floor, not answering the door anymore. New curtains, new clothes, a new blender, a new hose. I thought we already had one of those. New placemats, pillows, a massager for your toes. Thought we already had one of those. We went to the store with a simple list of four: milk, eggs, bananas, and bread. My wife grabbed a cart and my heart fell apart. This is gonna put us in the red. New shower head, new throws, a plant that never grows. Thought we already had one of those. A painting of Van Gogh's, a purse that doesn't close. I thought we already had one of those. I love my wife, I love my kid. I hope they get everything they wanted. I know I. Poster of Axl Rose. I thought we already had one of those. That's life, I suppose. No answer to my woes. Don't know if I'll ever find one of those.
Hello, 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 this is CITR Russian Tim Show, and I'm playing great local music today on the show. The focus of today's episode is celebration of the release, which is called Kind Acoustic Volume 1. It's a split release between Danny Boy from The Core and Colin Pearson from Ubiquidiot. Comes out tomorrow on all digital platforms, and you can order the vinyl of this record from Kinda Cool Records. Let's go over the songs which we played. I just played you one song each, one from Danny Boy, one from Colin. Danny Boy's song was called Thorn in the Suitcase, and Colin's song is called I Thought We Already Had One of Those. Very good songs. Colin is, as always, a very humorous and very funny songwriter, and I like this. Let's keep going. Let's listen to another track from Danny Boy. This song is called Mediocrity, and after that we can have a very organized, professional, and full of love conversation with Danny Boy about the upcoming release, about his solo songs, and of course about everything things related to The Core. Let's do this. This is Danny Boy with a song called Mediocrity, and the song is available on Kind Acoustic Volume 1 release.
They said, son, it only gets worse, and there's no point unless you place first. Suffocate me, suffocate me. I know it's never been fair. They said, no one has to care. Suffocate me, suffocate me. As she watched him in the truck, checked the mirrors, put it in drive. She didn't know it was the last time she'd say goodbye. So why the bellowing of sadness? Her face would never hold another bruise. Some would ask what's going on. Oh, he's just misunderstood. From her tiny shaking lips, deep down I know he's good. But it fucking doesn't matter. Through tears they watch him lower in the ground. They said, don't you dare to dream. This one's me, mediocrity themed. Suffocate me, suffocate me. Maybe I just dreamed this instead, and there is nothing wrong with my head. Suffocate me, suffocate me. When he found out, he rejoiced, screamed, I'm gonna be a dad. A short time later, she revealed it was from another man, seeking solace from his family. But there was none to give behind the cross. No one man deserved it more. A perfect life he should have had. Instead he swam across the lake, never to be seen again. Tell me this all isn't horseshit, and there's significance inside the rot. The suffering will end. Suffering will end. The suffering will end. The suffering will end. The suffering.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and we just heard a song by Danny Boy, which is called Mediocrity. This is a song from a new split release between Danny Boy from The Core and Colin Pearson from You Big Idiot. And I have my friend Danny Boy on the line right now. Thank you so much for waking up early this morning and opportunity to talk to me and the listeners of this program.
Hello, how are you?
Life is fantastic. I'm very happy to hear you. My friend, congratulations on the release of this new split. We've talked about it for years. The first question will be how the idea came up. But I remember that you started talking to me and telling me the story that you got to do this release with Colin a few years ago, pandemic.
At least. When Colin and I solidified our friendship many, many moons ago, we started talking about it immediately, probably 2015, 2016.
Whoa.
Just because we're such big fans of the acoustic split records that Joey Cape and Pony Sly did. Mm-hmm. And so that's also, you know, kind of a little ripoff of the name of theirs, because this is kind of acoustic. it was always on our minds, and then we said we're doing it for sure 2018, and then and then you know a couple of years later, then the world stopped. And yeah, so Schaefer was like, let's do it.
So if it took you about 8 years from, let's say, call it 2015 to 2023 to figure out, I know that you're writing the songs all the time. How did you manage to pick those songs? Did the songs, like, throughout this period of time, which you're going to contribute to the split, change? Tell a little bit about the selection of the songs for this release.
Absolutely. So when we decided to go for it in 2018 and we didn't do anything, it was all different songs.
Wow.
And I think Colin was exactly the same. And it would just change, including there's a song called Buoyant. And I said to Schaefer when we got to the studio, I was just like, hey, man, I don't have lyrics for this song yet, but I think it's better than another one that I sent you. Can I do this? And he was just like, yeah, man, of course you can. And so I was playing it, and Colin was actually inside writing down lyrics.
Oh.
And they went to go get some beer, and he was just like, hey, man, I wrote down a couple of ideas, which I think is cool. And I actually used one of the lines that he wrote.
Whoa, that's actually super cool.
It was wild. So, yeah, no, so... Man, and I think for Colin it's the same, but zero of the songs that I showed to Schaefer to do this beforehand made it on the record.
And like when you wrote, let's call it like all this, you know, batch of songs, which were some of them were intended to go on the split, and some ended up, some didn't. Were those songs, like when you write, do you have the separation between writing for an acoustic record or for your main band, The Core? Is there separation, or you write the song and then like, oh, like this may work for this, but like talk a little bit about this process.
It's it usually starts out and I'll just write the song until completion, and then I'll know.
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes it'll start with like a melody or a guitar line or something like that. And I'll be like, you know what? This is definitely not a Core song. Or I'll just be writing something like an idea and I'll be like, oh, this is definitely a Core song. Mm-hmm. It's more about, it's more spontaneous, I think, than that as far as, there's no pressure.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think that makes it easier if there's no pressure, if you just let the song be what it is, and then you can decide later.
I agree, because there's no pressure on songwriting. I'm just writing the song, and yeah, I agree with this approach. I am same as you and Colin, big fan of like obviously the split between Tony Sly and Joey Cape. And Joey Cape, one of the few acoustic artists which I actually enjoy listening to. I really do, you know, like his stuff. So this is some of his songs which he wrote initially for acoustic ended up as songs for Legwagon. Do you think this may happen with some of your songs and eventually become the Core songs?
Possibly, yeah. If the guys like it,
I don't think there will be any, you know, backlash or like stumping them from liking it. So I'm pretty confident they will. You also write songs. I know that you write songs on guitar and on piano, and then on this release, you can see different songs, some with piano, some just acoustic. But could you please talk a little bit about difference of that songwriting? Is it different for you to write on a piano on a guitar when you actually sit down to write a song? And does the result change because of like you wrote it on a piano or end result when let's say the song is like four core is like the full band song?
I think the for writing on piano, which is very rare because I am not very good at all, but if I am writing something on the piano, it absolutely changes everything, because it just, you know, obviously sonically it sounds different and it kind of leads the song somewhere else. No, I haven't done a lot of songwriting on piano. It's mostly like a accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. There's a song called Always, and that song was written on piano. And there's kind of like, a swing kind of feel to it that I normally wouldn't write.
Danny Boy, great minds hate to hike, because I was gonna actually say, hey, how about we check out one of the songs, which is called Always, which just has the piano, and you did the perfect transition, my friend. You should be doing a radio show. You should.
We definitely didn't talk about this earlier.
Of course.
None of this is scripted. For anybody listening, this is not scripted at all. And Russian Tim is the greatest. Well, you know what? I overshared.
Let's do this. Let's check out the song called Always. Like you said, there is a piano accompaniment. It's an interesting, different take on your songwriting. Let's take a look. Let's take a listen to the song that's called Always. This is a song from the release, which is called Kind Acoustic Volume 1. Comes out tomorrow on all the digital platforms. The vinyl is available from Kinda Cool, and the release show is on Saturday at The Wild Thing. You listen to Russian Tim Show, and this is Always.
Just always, always, always the last one to know. You said we were forever. Time's not up. Where the fuck are you? When I'd return, you'd fake a smile. I'm just always, always, always the last one to know. Drink through the day to get to tomorrow. A catered display for all folks to see. My fingers crossed, he'll do just what you did to me. I'm just always, always, always the last one to know.
Hello, 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 you're listening to CITR, Russian Tim Show, and that was Danny Boy with a song called Always from Kind Acoustic Release. Danny Boy, when you played me this song, I think some outside of some show on your phone, I told you this is going to be a super hit, and I still repeat this message. This is a super hit.
For Always. Well, yeah. I mean, it's about you.
So. Did I leave you? When did this happen?
Yeah, I'm just pissed because you're happy.
Touche. Let's now talk about the band. You also play the band called The Core. You've been busy. You've released new music. Just give us a quick update where you stand, what you have coming up, what's happening in the Core world.
Absolutely. So there's the vinyl for From Oblivion is coming out. It should be here any day through Thousand Island Records. That's coming up. And we're also just finishing up another full-length record.
Whoa!
Yeah, so we're... it'll be 13 songs. There's no release date yet, but we're just putting the finishing touches on it.
Nice! Is it like a completely new material or some of the EP songs you have re-recorded?
Nope, all 13 brand-new songs.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah,
yeah. I know. In the world right now, it's very hard to put a, you know, a date on the release, because there's like vinyls, there's all this stuff, like the, it's, it takes time, but this is going to be exciting.
Yeah, there's no there's no release date, so there's no pressure, and at the same time it's kind of like, well, you know this, it's just when you have something and you're listening to it and you're just like, I wish this was out now.
Exactly. That's an interesting.
But there are cooler heads in the band than me, so they rein me in.
I know that feeling, because, like, you know, when you have like the songs, like, okay, so you came up with the songs, you practice it, then you went to the studio and turned out nice. You want to start playing it, but it takes about like a year, sometimes longer, before like people know the songs, and they like kind of actually, at, when you play at the show, they kind of get it, because at this point there's just like new songs, and you're like, ah, on a such different like emotional level with the audience, I think this is the greatest thing ever, and they just like, yeah, the core have a new song, I'm like, oh, good.
Totally. No new crap. No. Play the old stuff.
Exactly. And you're like, ah.
Like, okay. Whatever.
Like, I always bug you. Since I discovered the core, I remember when I first time went to see you at the Lana Luz, my favorite songs, one of my favorite core songs is Pillar of Salt. I still always bug you, and I get it. It doesn't make sense for you to play it right now when you have a whole bunch of new songs and you want to play them. But I love the song, and I'm the one of those people, hey, play the old shit.
Just keep yelling, man. Just keep yelling.
Could you please talk a little bit about your experience working with Thousand Islands Records? This is a record label from Montreal. I know that they helped you a lot, and they really help you, you know, to promote and to release your music. Talk about your relationship with them, and let's give them some really good, you know, spotlight, because they're really, really good, and they're doing lots of great things.
Absolutely. They're fantastic. So it's Bruno and Cynthia, and they run the ship. So it, I think it was 2019 Pooza, and we went out and played in Montreal, and they were there, because they're from Montreal. Anyway, about a couple of weeks later, like not even, we get a message from them just being like, hey, we love your band. Do you need anything? And we're like, yeah. We don't have vinyl yet. And they're like, we're on it. And like, literally that was it. Wow. And they are the best. And they, yeah. So they handle distro and, just kind of like everything for us. So yeah, they're wonderful. And all the bands that, that they work with are fantastic.
Yeah, I met them at the Pooza last year as well, and through talking to them and also like talking to the bands, this is like for real. This is like a punk rock type of relationship, because they do it for passion. I don't think they do it for any other reason or any other specific reason, because there's really so much passion, and like, you know, going out to see your band at Pooza, liking the band, and then offering, how can we help, and let's do something cool. This is passion, and this is, I think, that what's one of the strongest thing about punk rock, when that, you know, people do that because of that genuine passion, not any back thoughts.
Absolutely. It's a perfect example of people in the punk rock community that way, because they have, it's all about the love for them.
Exactly. And speaking of... Oh, sorry, go.
No.
I was going to say, speaking of Pooza Festival and Thousand Island Records, you're going to be playing at the Pooza Fest this coming May.
Absolutely, with you.
Yes. I'm not going to be doing, luckily for everyone, I'm not going to be doing an acoustic set, but you will.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
So that was, the core was graciously invited to play Pooza this year, but because of the new record, and we dumped too much money into it, it just couldn't work out, and with everybody's schedules and stuff like that. So I said, well, why don't I just come and play some core songs acoustically, and because of the acoustic split record coming out. Mm-hmm. And they were immediately, because I was talking to Bruno and Cynthia from Thousand Island Records, and they immediately were like, absolutely. It was grand.
Yeah, that makes sense. So especially like a good way coming up with the record the same month. So that's and that's also cool, you know, like that's also cool that that will probably hopefully help the local kind of cool records label, because you will talk about the acoustic release and hopefully people from Puza will pick up the record. And again, that promotes and gives opportunity for the local great record label kind of cool records to showcase their material.
Absolutely, like, yeah, just that cross promotion kind of stuff too.
Exactly.
Grand.
All right, so if somebody is not going to Puza in the end of May to Montreal, you can still hear Dan and Colin tomorrow at the venue, which is called Wild Thing. It's a new bar on Main Street, 2420, kind of around Fox Cabaret. You will be playing on Saturday, Colin and Danny Boy. Music starts at 8:30. It's no cover to get in, and this is going to be great. You're going to be playing all the songs.
Amazing.
And the album comes out tomorrow, so you can listen to the album tomorrow on the all the digital platforms. You can, and I recommend picking up the vinyl from Kinda Cool Records, and you can see the release show on Saturday. Danny Boy, thank you so much for calling in. It's always an absolute pleasure. And before I sign off, I've been telling you privately a certain thing, which I will gonna repeat, and you know exactly what I'm gonna say. But I want to put it on publicly. I want to put it, on the record. If one of us will die soon than it's planned, I want to tell you that we have a lot of songwriters in the city, lots of friends in punk rock, but you have special talent. This is my opinion, and I'm very proud and not scared to share that. You have a special gift. I absolutely love your songwriting. You are, if not the best, but definitely one of the best songwriters in Vancouver. I don't want to tell you believe in yourself, because I know that you do, but keep doing what you're doing, because we are fans, we love you, and the stuff you're doing is absolutely incredible, amazing. Aww. And just keep doing it. I love it, man.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you so much. I will, if you don't mind, I will play Dear Detective by The Core next. So we get some acoustic stuff and some rock and roll stuff from you and The Core.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much. Absolutely love you. See you on Saturday. Congratulations on the release and have a great day.
I'll see you Saturday.
Bye. Bye-bye.
We'll never be free.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show, and we just heard a song by the band called The Core, and that was a track called Dear Detective. Like Danny Boy said, they have a brand new album coming out, but in the meantime, you can check out the kind of acoustic split release volume 1, and comes out tomorrow, and the release show is on Saturday at the Wild Thing. So that's an option for you how to spend your Saturday evening, and I'll introduce you to another show, option as a live show to what to do on May 5th, which is tomorrow, on Friday. There's a show, it's taking place at the Vice, and it's not a regular show. It's called Circus Extravaganza Number 2. There will be live music from the bands called The History of Gunpowder and Balkan Schmalkan, but at the same time, there will be also Squamish Circus featuring aerial skills and trapeze. Huh? So there will be quite an interesting event, not only live music, but also circus awesomeness. Let me also just read what it says about this event from the page. It says, backed by popular demand, the second Freakout Circus Extravaganza will feature two of the best live bands in the city, The History of Gunpowder and Balkan Schmalkan. But most importantly, the Squamish Circus will be flying over the top of the audience with aerial skills, trapeze, and other fantastical offerings. This is quite interesting. I've never been to an event where the circus and the live music were mixed. But if you are like myself and haven't been to this place, to such event, and interesting, you can check this out on Friday at the venue called the Vice Hall. It says that the doors are at 7, the show starts at 8 p.m. Squamish Circus, History of Gunpowder, and Balkan Schmalkan. Should be a super cool show. And while we're doing this, how about we check out both songs by both bands, and we'll start with a band called Balkan Schmalkan. This is a super hit called Disco Boy. You listen to Russian Tim Show, and this is Balkan Schmalkan playing tomorrow at the Vice Hall. We'll be right back.
I wanna hold.
Hello, hello, hello. That was Russian Team Show on CITR. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode was fully focused on local music. I talked to Danny Boy from The Core, and we talked about the upcoming Kind Acoustic release comes out tomorrow, and the release show is on Saturday, and I previewed an event which will take place tomorrow at the Vice Hall. The History on Gunpowder and Balkan Shbalkan are playing, and the Squamish Circus will be providing aerial skills and trapeze. And I played you two songs from these bands. The first track out of two was by the band called Balkan Shbalkan, and that was a super energetic hit called Disco Boy. And during the episode, I received a live broadcast video how the listeners of this radio program were dancing insanely good and madly wonderful to this song. So thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for dancing to this super hit. And the second track we heard was called Greased Up in the Port. This was a song by History of Gunpowder from their album called The Epileptic. The Epileptic Volume 1. The History of Gunpowder, Balkan Shmalkan, and the Squamish Circus are performing tomorrow, May 5th, at the Vice Hall. This is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for supporting local music. If you do so, I gave you two very good options on how to spend Friday and Saturday night and enjoy really good local music. This should be fun. Good. Check out Kind Acoustic Volume 1, which comes out tomorrow. Check out Balkan Shmalkan and and the History of Gunpowder tomorrow at the Vice. Super, super fun. We have great city and have great local scene. Let's enjoy while we can. Let's enjoy the moment. Thanks so much for listening. That was Russian Tim Show. You can find the episodes of this program and other CITR programs on the website called CITR.ca. Spotify took again my radio show from their feed, and because they always do that. They bring it back, and then they cancel it because of some licensing stuff, and then they bring it back, and then they take it down. So this is a consistent battle I have with Spotify if it turns off, have access to this radio program through their platform. But right now, we're in the moment that it's not available. Eventually, it will be back available again. So for now, CITR.ca podcast, this program, and all other programs. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll wrap up the show with a song by the band called The Core. Like I said to Danny Boy, this is a song from one of their earlier release. It's called Pillar of Salt. This is one of my favorite songs by the band. They obviously don't play it because they have other new songs which they have to play, but maybe one day, Danny Boy. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend. Enjoy local music. This is Pillar of Salt by The Core. Bye-bye.
The scent of fear was clouding up the room. Overjoyed the moment I caught you. My fingers dancing, closing on your neck. Jason screaming, keep her out of it. I should rip out her heart with my hands and expose her insides, cause I can. A pool of